Chattanooga is building a national reputation as a great city for enjoying the outdoors and really adopting a healthy lifestyle. Well, on today's show, we're going to talk with Kyle House of Kyle House Fitness, and he's going to explain why fitness is booming in Chattanooga. I'm Monty Brewer, and you're listening to Start It Up.
We will respond to your questions, so follow us on Twitter at StartItUpGuru. Visit our website at StartItUp.guru for more information. This is Start It Up with your host, Monty Brewer.
We're in the studio today with Kyle House of Kyle House Fitness. How are you doing, Kyle?
Doing very well.
Well, this is probably the only way that you and I would ever meet one another because it's not like I would be in the fitness studio working out. So why don't you tell me a little bit about Kyle House Fitness?
Sure. So just opened about 3 weeks ago, and it's a little combination of my favorite ways to work out, actually. So it's a format I created, and it includes cardiovascular work on treadmills, a little bit of strength training work on benches, and then I incorporated a little bit of yoga-centric movements into the format as well.
So is that all incorporated in one class, or do you design a program where people take three classes a week, or how does that work?
Yeah, the great thing about it is all combined into one class. So we have a 60-minute format and then also a 45-minute format. So for those that want, easy lunch break. So we have those for the noon class. And just had to find a way to get everything combined into one single format.
Well, you're the first fitness expert we've had on Start It Up. Right. So tell me a little bit about how you decided to get into this business and how you went out on your own.
Sure. It all goes back to weightlifting in high school. So getting into that, and I was on a all-star cheerleading squad at the time and noticing that, you know, I couldn't toss the cheerleaders as high as some of the other guys. So I was wanting to add on a little bit of strength. So got into the weight training realm there. And then as I got into college, doing through collegiate cheerleading there, same idea, getting into fitness a little bit deeper. And then that sparked my interest wanting to get into the personal training realm or private training. So that was my first certification I got about 10 years ago now. So almost a decade, it seems hard to believe. And then after that, wove in a little bit of the indoor cycling realm. And then beyond that, got into a little bit more boot camp style. And then what really biggest world changer for me was getting into my yoga. So, and then that was a big eye opener and just a whole nother world of the fitness realm. So then that all culminated and built up to where I am right now, I guess you could say.
So some people get into the restaurant business because they're good cooks and they say, oh, well, you know what? I'm pretty good at this, so let me open a restaurant. And then they find out that there's a difference between being a great cook or chef and actually owning the restaurant. What has the transition been like for you going from instructor to owner?
So a big learning process for sure, because my skill set so far has only been, you know, dealing with one-on-one and classes, but now there's all kinds of new ideas coming in as in accounting and different bills that, you know, you have to prepare for and pay for.
Right.
And just the operational tasks, like you don't think about a lot of it until you're in it. So there's a lot of new things that I've had to learn along the way, which has been really enlightening and awesome at the same time.
I assume you still have time though to actually lead classes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I've set aside, I want to try to teach still, and for as long as I can, about 5 to 6 classes per week. And then beyond that, I'm still working with a lot of my clientele, my one-on-one, and then I also do small group training as well, so up to about 3 people at a time.
Okay, so there are really 3 options. You can go to a relatively I guess, large class. Mm-hmm. You could have a small group, or you could do one-on-one personal training.
That's correct. Yeah.
So what are some of the reasons why a person would choose each of those options?
Good question. Yeah, so I like to have the private training for those, you know, the group fitness really isn't for everybody. You know, it is very energetic. You get to feed off the energy of other people in the room. But, you know, some people, you know, just want to be on their own and then have somebody just to tell them what to do. So that would be a great private training option. Or let's say they have, you know, physical limitations, or maybe they're not ready for that big group fitness class setting. So we could work them up, work their mobility, work their strength to get them up to that level. And then the small group training is, you know, you get a little bit more energy because you're adding more people, but then it's also a cost-effective way. So, you know, because personal training can be expensive and it is a luxury for a lot of people. So it is a way to split the cost of having that, you know, one-on-one style. And then, so the large group fitness class, that's the people that like the high energy and getting to feed off the energy of everybody else in the room too. So it's a lot of fun trying it out.
And I imagine that there are some people who probably do a combination of those things.
Yep, that's correct. Yeah, I've got a lot of clients that love to, you know, meet with me maybe once or twice a week and then also pop into the classes. And we call it a HIIT fit too. So it's a high intensity interval programming. So just a little play off of HIIT training. So high intensity interval training.
Okay. Now, we're entering that time of year when people not only are going to be eating during the holidays, but they're also getting ready for their New Year's resolutions. And as you know, the number one resolution is to get in shape and to be healthier. So do you have a target consumer? Are you for the couch potato who is wanting to just start out and work out, or are you for the ultra marathoner who is already in great shape and just wants to hone their physical abilities?
That's a really good question, because I noticed the community that we're building at Kyle House Fitness is a really broad age range, though, so, and all different fitness levels. So I've noticed we do have, you could say, I guess, call it couch potato style. And then we do have some, you know, Ironman athletes that come to class. And then the way I've formatted the class and taught all my instructors is that there's an option for everybody. So you have to teach to the athlete, and then you have to teach to the person that might have a little bit of mobility issues or physical limitations. So I do welcome anyone and everyone to see if they just want to try it out, for sure.
So it's kind of like yoga classes that I've taken, where the instructor might say, okay, this is the advanced pose, but mm-hmm. if this doesn't feel comfortable, then, you know, you might try it this other way.
Exactly. And then another empowering way that we do it too, we try to steer clear from saying, you know, level one, level two, level three, or beginner, intermediate, advanced. We just say there's options for everybody. So you definitely want to leave, and I want to have everybody leave with a sense of empowerment to say, hey, you know, I did, you know, exactly what my body wanted to do that day. It was that option that I wanted to take that day.
Do you have an idea for a new business or nonprofit? We'll give you the tools, resources, and connections you'll need. You're listening to Start It Up with your host, Monty Brule.
In the studio today is Kyle House, co-founder of Kyle House Fitness. We're going to learn the ins and outs of working out. I'm Monty Brule, and this is Start It Up. So Kyle, earlier you used the word community to describe your fitness practice. What exactly do you mean by that?
I just think of, you know, when I hear the word community and want to use that, you know, in relation to the people that come in, just, you know, Chattanooga whole as a community, and then the fitness community that's here in Chattanooga. And always my goal is to want it to, you know, expand that community larger and larger, just, you know, get more knowledge out there about the idea of fitness and that it can be available to anyone and everyone too. So
how long have you been in Chattanooga?
So grew up in the Hickson area. So that was kindergarten through high school, and then moved away through college here and there for about 8 or 9 years, and then recently moved back. So this is our third year back.
I ask that question because, as you know, Chattanooga has been named, you know, one of the leading, if not the best, outdoor city in America.
Mm-hmm.
And people are coming from Florida, from New England, from out west to come and live in Chattanooga. So how have you seen the fitness culture impacted by this notoriety that our city's getting?
And that's a really good question too. And I've actually had a lot of people that come into the studio, and actually some people that work for me too, that moved specifically to Chattanooga just because of the outdoor scene, which is incredible, I think, you know, from California, Indiana, I found, and Asheville, just all surrounding areas. And I think that's really great for Chattanooga. Not a lot of people know that, so it's good to get that point in.
Well, does it make it more competitive, if you will, or can you still have fun if you're just, you know, if you're not just a workout addict?
I think infusing fun into any form of fitness is the best way to go. And that's one of my big philosophies too within fitness, is just making sure it's, you know, it is empowering, but then it's also you're having a good time. You know, don't be afraid to laugh or smile while you're working out as well too.
So I've noticed that as our city has grown, we've gotten more coffee houses, we've gotten more juice bars, and I suspect that we're going to have more fitness studios. So is that good for you? Is it great to grow the category, as we say in business, or would you rather be the only
in
the show?
I say the more the merrier for sure, because there's room for everybody. And then I also want to work together with other studios, because I work for Hot Yoga Plus, I've worked for Hotspot on Signal Mountain, I've taught classes at Chattanooga Brewing Company. And the more that we can just get the awareness of fitness into the community, I think the better. And we can all work together to make Chattanooga even more fit.
Now, fitness is sort of a way of life for you, but when you made the decision to open Kyle House Fitness, did you have to do any kind of market research?
Yes. Yeah. So it's been about 2 years in the process, actually. So getting, finding the right space. So we did take quite a bit to do that. It was about 18 different spaces that we looked at, actually. So, and then, you know, getting, drawing out the square footprint, what needs to go where, what equipment that you need to purchase, what's the price point you're going to sell your classes at or the services that you offer. And then, you know, hiring an accountant and lots of other things that go into the mix there. But it's been a really fun process, actually.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned pricing, because I think for any business, the hardest thing that an entrepreneur has to do is price their product or service correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And in the fitness arena, you've got places that have contracts, some that have no contracts, others that seem relatively inexpensive. You pay as you go. And then you've got more, I guess, upscale kinds of places. What was the process like for you of deciding how you were going to price your service?
That's another great question, too. Just looking at the surrounding studios, there was nothing really like us at the time. So I definitely used the research from the different yoga studios in town, and that used the same software that we work with, which is called MindBody Online. And we wanted to stay, you know, competitive rates with everybody. So just took an average around all the different studios in town there. And then also wanted to have different pricing options as well. So, you know, there's drop-in rates, and then there's class packages. So the more you buy there, it's on a sliding scale.
Right.
So there are definitely some cheaper options out there, too.
And do you think you got the pricing right?
I think so, for the most part. You know, everything's not set in stone. That's a great thing about opening and owning your own business. Like,
right.
If you like something, you can change it. And then things have been going well so far, so I feel like we're on track for where we are right now.
You've talked about the community of your customers and how that customer base is evolving and changing here. What about the community of fitness owners? Do you get together with the, you know, guys from CrossFit, or do you get together and talk about the products and services that you're going to offer?
Actually, yes. I like to go to the different studios and, you know, meet with the other owners. And then I've been also working with a great company, Lululemon, if you're familiar with
that.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
amazing community builders in town, and they, you know, get a lot of us together, all the fitness business owners, into, you know, different group settings, meetings, so we can all meet each other and all connect together. So I think that's really amazing, having those connections. And then another good thing to bring up too, let's say, you know, because we don't do Olympic lifting at Kyle House Fitness in the fitness classes. So if somebody is looking for that, they walk through our doors, I am going to refer them to other, you know, fitness facilities, because, you know, I definitely don't want to have somebody and, you know, get them into classes and, you know, feed them the wrong information that, you know, they can go somewhere and get what they're looking for. And it's good that I have those connections to send them where they need to go. Yeah.
You mentioned that you looked at 18 different spaces and that choosing the right location was an issue for you. What constitutes the right location? And do you have to be in close physical proximity to your customers?
I feel the best way to answer that is just thinking about, you know, what we were looking for, if there's any hurdles in the way of somebody that's wanting to come to a fitness class, if there's something barring that, they're probably not going to end up going. So we wanted to have a spot that had access for parking and ample parking too. It's hard to find that in the downtown Chattanooga area. So luckily in the south side, we found one with free parking too. And then within that area, we want to have, you know, close proximity to different surrounding businesses. So we tried to find a spot that was, you know, not too far driving distance and easy access from the freeway interstate area. And then one of the big bonuses about the space that we landed on is that it already had showers built into it.
Right.
So that was a big bonus. So definitely wanted to have access to that. So if people were coming from, you know, or if they're coming early classes, they want to take a shower before work, or
people
the noon come classes.
In all shapes and sizes, obviously. And, you know, different ages, of course. So is there a spot at Kyle House Fitness for just about everybody, or do you focus on a certain type of client?
Yeah,
there's a class that I was teaching,
and the age range did go from, you know, early 20s all the way up to mid 60s, which is really impressive, I think, a really good diverse group. So there is opportunities for everybody, but I would say I have a larger.
And what's the difference between a class of millennials and a class of baby boomers?
It's a pretty tricky one to teach too. So you just have to, you know, have enough options for everybody. So, you know, making sure they're still working the same muscle groups, but then, you know, giving something where everybody has access to the posture or the movement or whatever you're working.
Are you ready to get something started? Well, you've come to the right place. You're listening to Start It Up with your host, Monty Brule. After the break, there'll be more talk, tips, and fun. Let's start it up.
In case you're just joining us, we're talking with Kyle House of Kyle House Fitness. I'm Monty Brule, and you're listening to Start It Up. From the business perspective, what have been some of the challenges that you've run into?
For me personally, it's understanding the marketing and accounting side, which is where my partner, Kyle Miller, comes into play a huge role, because he helps out tremendously there, and definitely wouldn't be here without him. So that's been my most challenging point, is just to understand, especially because social media is becoming so popular now, how to, you know, put a lot of your focus on there just to get to a wider audience, and actually being able to analyze and understand, you know, how many hits you're getting off of the ads that you're running, and being a quantitative number too, which is really impressive, I think.
Well, marketing is very important for any business. Did you have a kind of field of dreams strategy where you're going to build it and you hope people will come? Or because you had a following, if you will, you had some assurance that when you opened the door that you were going to have business?
Yeah, that helped out a ton, because and I didn't touch base on the Chattanooga workspace, which is another reason where I am right now. That was my temporary space before moving into where we are right now. And that way I built up a really good clientele following there. And then just from the following I've had through all my yoga studios I've worked at and fitness facilities, that was some really good assurance that, you know, from day one we would have some people. But then we still needed to make that push and get our name out there more with a little bit more social media marketing.
So Chattanooga Workspace gave you the ability to test your model, if you will, before you committed fully.
Exactly, yeah.
Is that something you'd recommend to most business owners?
Yes. Start slow, start small, start steady. And then, you know, as things start to grow, you know, be really, you know, diligent and understanding, you know, what is that next step that you want to take.
Have you had mentors or advisors who've helped you?
Yes. Yes. I want to mention a big shout out to Rob Burgle. He's been a huge help in definitely finding the spaces that we're looking through town. And then Courtney Poor, she's been a big help as our accountant as well.
Since you said this, Kyle, my mind has been racing. You mentioned Chattanooga Brewing Company. What does beer have to do with fitness?
That is a really good question. Well, if there are a lot of different events and different social events that happen in Chattanooga, which is another reason why I love this city. And another way to involve that aspect of fun into fitness. So Chattanooga Brewing Company, I had the honor of teaching a yoga class there every Tuesday. Still going on by Ashley Everett, if people are interested in taking that. So it would be a yoga class upstairs at Chattanooga Brewing Company on the side. And then afterwards, we could socialize and have a pint of beer afterwards. So get a little calorie burn and then go right into some socializing.
I think that's called replenishment.
There you go. Yes, yes. Refueling.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. A lot of times I interview people, we find out that they've been entrepreneurs their whole lives. They've had lemonade stands. They sold candy bars door to door. Were you that kind of kid?
So I'd say my biggest entrepreneurial drive from my past working skills, my partner, Kyle Miller, and his family own Miller's Original Lemonade. So watching Mike Miller grow his business over the years and being able to work through him and just seeing how, you know, successful he can become and then having the freedom there, that really sparked a big interest in myself to pursue a little bit more of this entrepreneurial business lifestyle.
So you weren't the kid with the your own lemonade stand back in the day?
Not myself back in the day. So definitely it was a work in progress and building up to this place where I am right now.
So we often talk about the element of fear on Start It Up. Were you trepidatious or a little bit anxious at the prospect of hanging out your own shingle?
Oh, yes. Yeah, especially since my name is on the business as well. It's a big fear factor, like you said. So there is always going to be that in the back of your mind. But, you know, I'm a big believer in trying to, you know, cultivate that opposite and focus more on the positive.
One of the problems that every new business owner faces is access to capital. Is owning a fitness studio a capital intensive business? And how did you capitalize it?
Just saving a lot of money over the years, and especially within the past 2 years, knowing that we're going to have a lot of startup expenses coming up, and then definitely going over those step-by-step, line-iting everything out just to make sure that we're on the right track. A big thing that also helped working with the company StarTrack, and we were able to lease out some of our fitness equipment, which was a big help too, because if you're to buy outright, we do have 9 treadmills. So that'd be a huge startup expense, but there is the opportunity for people out there that if they need to do a leasing agreement there too, that helps out.
So you took some of your potential capital expenditures and you're able to amortize that expense through leasing.
Yeah, and that helps out too because, you know, they're going to be used and, you know, sweat on quite a bit and could be damaged a little bit. So at the end of that lease, you can trade them out for new ones too, which is helpful as well, I think.
So what's the one thing you know now about owning your own business that you wish you had known at the beginning?
Things that I wish I've known at the beginning. That's a good question. So taking my time a little bit more and then making sure things are, you know, set in stone before, you know, saying too much to other people too, because, you know, it is easy to get excited and talk about things, but things can fall through and they can fall through quite a bit. So it's important that, you know, you have structure, you have things set in stone before, you know, pursuing and telling people more. And then in the physical space itself, now that we have the square footprint and we made it work in this space, and then if I were to do it again, like I know exactly what I need to have, how much space, and then also lighting, which I didn't think would be that big of an issue, which makes a huge difference though in a fitness facility too. So that's another big thing I would have, if I would have focused a little bit more on.
You asked the question, if I were to do this again. So when you look 5 years down the road, what does Kyle House Fitness look like to you?
What I see in the coming future, like we have this HipFit format created. So I would like to, at one point, incorporate other forms of fitness, sort of this blend that we created here, and then find another format that works for other people as well. And then I would also love to, you know, maybe find a second fitness facility in the near future in the surrounding area.
Well, fantastic. Kyle, thanks so much for coming by.
You're very welcome. Yeah, my pleasure.
There's nothing like being in the right place at the right time to jumpstart a business. Well, Kyle House has the good fortune of being in the best outdoor city in America, but he also has innovative technology and passion and a drive that won't let him be stopped. I hope you've enjoyed today's show. Our announcer is Ashley Owens, and our executive producer from Red Crow Studios is Ross Carlson. Start It Up is a production of Be a Grizzly Media. And as we always say, if you're gonna be a bear, be a grizzly. Come on.